the gods of others. The gods of others are never there. They are never there. They don't come when you want them to. They are not reliable, always out to lunch, or doing whatever gods do to pass the time. When I speak toward the sky, I never get a response. Maybe they just don't speak English. The gods of others stay outside of my head. The gods of others are unbelievably dreadful, not deserving of awesome god t-shirts and hats. They leave me to think for myself. The gods of others, I do not understand them. They want my charitable contributions in exchange for symbols to die for. The gods of others are never there. They are never there. They don't know my name and never come around. They refuse to make their presence known. Even absent from the foxholes, deathbeds, and jails of society. The gods of others are as quiet as church mice. Are they just indifferent or hard of hearing? They hide right out in plain view, often resembling the people who proselytize them. They are risen in the form of men with beards or bald heads, or sometimes as fantastical creatures of light, or in the form of statues, swapping animal parts for human parts, elevated on an altar to be gazed upon from below. They won't lower themselves to sit on my couch. They don't come to dinner. They don't move objects in the air, and they won't defeat the enemy in battle. The gods of others don't bless inanimate objects, or animate objects, for that matter. The gods provide no protection. They remain elusive and non-inclusive. The gods of others don't care if I live or die. The gods of others are never there. They are never there. The gods of others just don't care.